Who creates your world? It is a popular belief in many religions that the world is created by a supreme God. When it comes to Buddhist teaching, Buddha also talks about the world. And here, according to the Buddha, the world is created by ourselves. Or in other words, you are the one who create your own world. But what is this world the Buddha talks about? He is not talking about the physical universe here, but he is talking about your own mental world. Every single moment, each and every one of us, we create our own world. In the Rohitasa Sutta, the Buddha said this: Imasmin eva vyamamatte kalebare sasamhi samanake lokancha panyapemi loka samudayancha loka nirodancha loka nirodha patipadacha. Here the word loka is the world. So he said, in this fathom long body, with its perception and mind, I proclaim the world, its origin, its cessation, and the path that leads to end of that world. What is he referring here is five aggregates of clinging. Within the body and mind, we create our world. In our body, we have five sense faculties: eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. With these five sense faculties, when we come across outside world, light, sound, smells, taste, and touch sensations, in our mind, we create the world. The world of feelings, the world of perceptions, the world of mental formation, the world of consciousness. When your eyes come across the light, colors, shapes, this is the origin of the visual world. When your ears come across sound, that is the starting of the world of the sound. In the same way, related to all the other sense faculties, when you come across outside sense stimulus, at that instant we create the world. We create the world with so much speed, and it is very difficult for us to see how it is created. Within a fraction of a second, the world is created and it has disappeared within our mind itself. Our feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness, they are flowing endlessly like a river. Every single second, when we see, when we hear, when we smell, when we taste, or when we do not receive anything through sense faculties, through our own mind, through ideas, imagination, hallucinations, we create the world. So this is the world the Buddha says that we must realize. This is the world where suffering arises. This is the world we can end the suffering and achieve enlightenment. So when the Buddha said, the world is created by yourself, he is here referring our internal world. He is not referring to outside universe. Buddhism does not talk about beginning of the universe or end of the universe, but Buddha proclaimed the world is within your body and mind. The moment you realize this world, you will realize the whole universe. Here, our immediate experience with the world is feelings. Through our five sense faculties, when we come across outside world, we create the world and then we experience it. Our immediate experience is expressed through feelings. When pleasurable, favorable, agreeable, likable, sight, sound, smells, taste and touch sensation, when we come across them, we like them. We want them. We grab them. At that moment, we enjoy pleasure. We become happy and joyful. This is the experience of pleasurable world, pleasant world, sukha, happiness. But not only that, through our five sense faculties, we also have to come across sight, sound, smells, taste, and touch, which are not agreeable, which are not pleasurable, painful, and such kind of sense stimulus. When you come across through our sense faculties, because of our grabbing, attachment to them, and we again experience painful type of world, miserable world. That is the moment you create your miserable world. When you get what you want, you are happy. When you lose what you really like, you become unhappy. When you get a promotion, you become joyful. If you were to be depromoted, or if you were to lose something that you really, really like, that create miseries. When you see someone that you really like, you feel happy. But if you have to put up with a person that you do not like, then you feel unhappy. So feelings are rising and passing away every single moment. And they are always happening. We are not fully aware about them. We experience the emotions. We are happy, unhappy, and neutral, but we do not know deep down how they are rising and passing away. We do not know how and why. And these are beyond of our control because we lack of mindfulness. So, since we do not have mindfulness to see how they are working, we become passively receiving these emotions, and based on the emotions, we become either happy or unhappy. So through feelings, we create the world. But other than the feelings, what are the other building materials that we use to create our own world? Perception is another big chunk of materials that we use to build up our inner world. Every single moment, we recognize the world through perceptions. Without perceptions, we do not recognize the world. But the problem is, our default system is, we recognize the world in a distorted way, not in real way. It is because of delusion. Here, how do we create our world through perception? Perception is here recognizing the world. Suppose there is a child who has not come across apple. For the first time in his life, he came to know an apple. Suppose we give him an apple. So imagine what he would do. He will look at it and perceive that is how apple look like, its shape, its colors. He will smell it and he will understand, perceive the perception of the smell. He will bite it, taste it, and then create the perception. This is how apple tastes. So in this way, if you were to give an apple to a child who come across apple for the first time, he will analyze it and then create an idea called apple in his system. So this idea of apple is perception. So second time when he happened to see an apple, he realized, he recognized this is apple. Its color, its taste, its shape, and all these are stored. And if you were to give an orange, at very first beginning he will mistake it to be apple, but later he will realize the difference between apple and orange. In this way, in our mind, we have billions of created data, billions of created perceptions. We recognize the world based on these perceptions. Suppose there is a baby who sees a cat for the first time. Mother will teach the baby that is a cat. So the baby will look at the cat, and who has got four legs and the ears and the tail, and cry as meow meow, and this is cat. So perception is created. Next time, and when the baby will see a dog, a little puppy, and he will call that is a cat. So mother will correct the baby, that is not a cat, that's a dog. So what is the difference between dog and cat? Then in this way, we store so many perceptions in our system. We recreate them, we refresh them, we reformat them and rebuild them, different perceptions. So the world we recognize is through these perceptions. But ordinarily, originally, we perceive the world in a distorted way. When it is said distorted way, it does not mean what we really see and hear and perceive is totally wrong or totally incorrect. What is mean with ultimate reality, with the comparison with ultimate reality, and that is not correct. And if you were to come, if you happen to come on Vesak full moon day, we had a talk about the delusion, how vipallasa or distortion arise in our mind. I explained you the other day. The world is originally, its real nature, it is impermanent, subject to change and disappear, but we perceive it as permanent. World is originally the attachment to these, the feelings, perceptions, mental formation create suffering, conflict in our mind, but we do not perceive it, we do not see it, we see it as pleasure. In this way, I explain you how delusion come into picture and create things, make things difficult, and how we perceive the world in a deluded, distorted way. Other than the feelings and perceptions, what else come into our world, and how do we create our world? Mental formations. Whenever through our five sense faculties, when we come across outside world, every single moment we create ideas, we form ideas in our mind, having seen something through our naked eye, and then at that moment, through feelings and perceptions, and we also create a mental image. So there are mental formations which is always happening in our mind. Either when we receive the sense data through sense faculties, or else in our mind itself, we condition our mind, either in a positive way or negative way, or in a mixture. We always not only condition our mind, create mental formation, we also want to impress the others and create the mental formation in other the people's mind. And that is always happening. You might have heard most of the time when the speakers give talks, before they give their talks, somebody might introduce the speaker, so and so is coming from this background or that background, his education, qualification, so on and so forth. All these are conditioning your mind, create a conditioned state in your mind to receive the speaker. When you go to offer dana to the temple, the monks will give a sermon or do some chanting to create a mental condition in your mind which is positive, constructive and wholesome, which is necessary for merits. In this way, every single moment, we create mental formations, we condition our mind. If you were to condition in your mind in a positive way, that is for your own good. When you were to condition your mind in a negative way, that is for your own bad. Positively conditioned mind will bring happiness. Negatively conditioned mind will bring suffering. This is where again the karma comes into existence. So here mental formation is always happening and we are not aware about it. But what else is in our world is consciousness. Consciousness is bare awareness of the sense objects. Consciousness and perception has got some similarities, but they are two different things. The function of the perception is perceive and recognize distinct qualities of the object that is experienced. The consciousness itself is only awareness. For example, when the eye is object imprint of my eye and I'm aware of this object, but I do not recognize, the recognition comes from the perception. So in this way, there is a slight difference between consciousness and perceptions. I'm aware there is someone over there, but that is consciousness, awareness, the awareness of the eye. But I do not recognize. When I recognize it as a man or a woman or tall or short, a distinctive features, that is the work of perception. So all these feelings, perceptions, mental formations, consciousness, they arise simultaneously. When we experience something in the world, at the same time, at that instant, at that moment, the eyes feelings, either pleasant, unpleasant, or mixed. There is perception, there is mental formation, there is consciousness. So within a fraction of a second, in our mind, the world is created. So in this way, every moment we are living, as long as we are living, we are creating our own world. So to understand how the world is created, its origin, how we can dismantle it and achieve peace. And in order to do that, you need a specific function, specific tool, very, very important tool. What is this tool? This tool is mindfulness, sati. We have this tool in our mind, but we have not sharpened it. So Buddhist meditation techniques teach you how to sharpen it. And it's only through Buddhist meditation that you can go through this process and realize it, how the world is created, how it can be dismantled, and how peace and enlightenment be achieved. And that techniques, how to do that, is taught by the Buddha and known as insight meditation. The teachings related to this is known as the Dhamma. So understanding the Dhamma and practicing it together lead to enlightenment. Pariyatti, Patipatti and Pativeda. Understanding, practice must go hand in hand in order to realize the teachings. So again, I would tell you that if you are a Buddhist who is focusing to achieve enlightenment and wishing to achieve that supreme state, and there are two important things to do. Firstly, you must learn the Dhamma, understand the Dhamma, and secondly, we must practice the Dhamma. When it comes to practicing the Dhamma, meditation is not optional. And it is itself a part of the Dhamma practice. So do not belittle the meditation practice start from somewhere, and we must carry on it. So either in this life or in lives to come, when the right conditioning comes, we will be awakened from the deep sleep of ignorance.